Hey, the Port North game, we said, was an absolute cracker, tight and physical for 120 minutes. Our next guest, well, he iced the game. Have a listen.
If he misses, there may be time. Mitchell, in he comes. Most important kick of his life. Kicks well, kicks truly. Goal!
Goal!
Put it later home.
Well done, Kane Mitchell.
That's good enough.
Oh, the little running machine. It was as straight as an arrow, never in doubt. His heart was pumping. He joins us now. Kane, thanks for your time, mate.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Was that a chuckle just then when we said never in doubt, or were you really confident?
Oh, no. I was, my heart was beating out of my chest, but, I mean, that's why I practiced. I just went through my routine, and I also had Robbie Gray telling me, mate, you can do it. So, I was just glad that it went through.
Well done. We'll talk about your job on Gibson in the second half shortly, and welcome back to the team. Thoroughly deserved to be able to ice it. It was a great win. It was a physical game. Was it a bit of relief as well to get the 4 points?
Yeah, it was. I mean, North Melbourne have had the wood over us the last few years, and we haven't had a great track record at Etihad over my time at the club as well, so... Oh, it was just a real relief to win that game. But like you said, it was a hard-fought one, and one that I certainly won't forget for a while.
No surprise they got some runners in there like your good self under the Etihad roof. I've made an assessment after the first two games, whether you're banged up or jaded, not getting across the ground as much and as cleanly as you have last year. I noticed a couple of quotes coming out that your team's work rate was way up on the previous two games this week, Kane.
Yeah, it was something that we pride ourselves on, but, I mean, it was a little bit down against Sydney, but they're a quality opposition and probably gave us a lesson in that. But it was something that we addressed during the week and really wanted to hang our hats on, just the effort, whether we had of lost the game. We just really wanted to get back to the standard that we set last year, and I think we did that right from the word go. And, yeah, it was to North Melbourne's credit, they came back at us, but, yeah, I'm just glad that we got the win.
One of the things that helped in that regard, of course, was the clearance numbers. You were able to win the clearance, and in particular, most importantly, in the first three quarters, you're dominant in the centre square. So that obviously helps and goes a long way when you get the ball in your half from the centre.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, we were a bit fumbly against Sydney, so we really wanted to be clean in there, and it was a super effort by Paddy. I thought he played sensational. He jumped down and got first hands on it, and the boys managed to mop it up. And I think Robbie Gray, especially in that last quarter, really stood up and was super clean and kind of gave it to our outside runners. So, yeah, it was an amazing effort by him.
Well, it was really good, particularly late in the game, that all the players that came into the team were one very impactful in some of the most important games. So Brendan Archie was subbed on. He gave it over to Aaron Young, who kicked the goal, and then you got involved. Nathan Cracker was also good. So I'm guessing the selectors, they would have been feeling nice and warm and fuzzy. The changes they made all worked very well.
Yeah, I mean, Arch to come on... I debuted as the sub as well, and you sit there and you just got this nervous energy, and he finally got on and he really did have a good impact for us. Just his energy around the stoppage, and I think he ended up having three or four tackles for the quarter that he was on, so it was a huge effort by him, and just the composure that he showed. You would have forgiven him to have a shot at goal in the situation he was, but managed to give it out to Youngie, and again, Youngie to not just kind of blaze away, run in to make sure of it was a great effort, and just a great story, him coming back, and he was cramping up towards the end, but I'm sure he'd be better for the run, and I can't speak more highly of Nathan. He's done a fantastic job to get back.
And he was really important. Along with Matthew Broadbent and Jasper Pitta, that run from half-back was back again. They all had quite big numbers in terms of distance covered. It was back to what we saw more often last year.
Yeah, I mean, Brogsy was outstanding. He kicked that long goal in the last quarter as well. And Jasper's he's had a huge pre-season, and he's got his mojo back, I think. Everyone was kind of doubting him last year, but he's a pivotal player in our team, and like you said, that run from half-back is something that we really need as midfielders as well, to be able to push forward and know that they're coming with us. So those guys are huge for us.
you had ice in your veins to get that goal. Jasper does as well. I watched that last quarter over again. The couple of those dashes he did, high risk, high reward, they all paid off, but blokes are running him down. You think, Jasper, you're yelling out, get rid of it! He just goes that little bit further, cunt. But when it hits, boy, it's a weapon for you guys from half back.
Oh, it is, it is. And, you know, sometimes he is going to get caught, but
yeah.
we just want him to keep backing himself in because nine times out of the ten, you see him and you're thinking, oh, is he gonna get put through? And he does, probably nine times out of ten, and that one, you know, you can live with that, and it's exciting to see him just put it under the wing and just go, if you're gonna tackle me, you gotta be pretty quick and pretty strong. So it's a great thing to watch, actually.
You're more than just a running machine, Kane. I've watched it from the waffle years to the state game and now to Port Adelaide. It's a credit to yourself how you've worked so hard and you're more than just an accumulator of the footy. You did a great job on Gibson in that second half. Do you enjoy that role?
Yeah, it's something that I started my league footy with at Claremont, kind of running with people. And generally when you're playing on those type, like tagging someone and they're of high quality, they take you to the football and you actually learn their running patterns as well. So I do enjoy it in that sort of thing. But, yeah, sometimes they do get away from you. But I was just glad that Kenny gave me the job and I could get the job done for the team.
I noticed you actually you ended up finding yourself deep in defence when the whips were cracking late in that last quarter. Got a bit nerve-wracking down there.
Yeah, I was just screaming at a back to try and get back. I was a little bit worried and actually gave away a free kick to Lindsay Thomas because he's a very clever forward. But, sometimes, you know, when you're on the wing and half forward and the halfbacks do come, you got to slide back and help out. So that's something I'll be working on over the next couple of weeks, those one-on-one contests, just in case I do find myself in that spot again and not give away the free kick.
Well done. Jay Shules is a neighbour of mine around the corner. He was back to his goal-kicking best. It was great to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. Shultz is a great shot on goal, but the thing that we really measure him on is his defensive pressure, and when he's doing that, that's when the goals come for him, and I think he ended up with six tackles, and three of them were inside 50, kind of chased down. So when his pressure's up, I think we all take a leaf out of his book. When the full forward's tackling people, everyone else usually is as well. So you know, it's a great thing for Jay to kick goals, but also for him to lay those tackles and put that pressure on.
Matty White looking really dangerous again. He tweaked his ankle, just saw it on the slow motion replay. Someone trod on his foot and it twisted underneath him. He ended up after the game on crutches along with Jared Pollock. How have they pulled up today?
Yeah, no, they're fine. Whitey just turned the ankle. Sometimes that happens in the game, but I thought it was really courageous by him, the way he kind of ran out the game. I think he ended up kicking three, so, he was really pivotal in the win. And Polly's, he's just a little bit sore. I think he tweaked his foot or something like that, but he'll be fine for the game. I think both of them will be, so I think the crutches were just in case, just to keep a bit of weight off them.
You know what? If we got put in a moon boot nowadays, Kane, or on crutches, you'd shoot us. But, gee, it's just common practice now. You have a look at an AFL footballer, they've got the crutches and the moon boots on. Hey, how's Ollie Wines with his dislocated wrist?
I think he was at the club today and he was still good in his sling, but I don't think he ended up having surgery. But from all reports, I think he's maybe going to miss a month of footy. But, I mean, the good thing, there's not a good thing ever when you get injured, but he still can run, so he'll be getting plenty of Ks in the legs, and as soon as he's right, he'll be straight back in the team because he's really vital to us, and he's just an absolute gun.
Now, I know that as a player, you don't want to look too far ahead, and you've still probably got to review the game against North Melbourne, but what about this week? You're playing the reigning Premier, Anzac Day, massive crowd. It's what you play footy for, isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, and hopefully I can be out there on the weekend.
You'll be there.
Anzac Day is something that I think everyone has a huge respect for. I mean, the Diggers, what they've done for us, the way our country is at the moment, we owe everything to them. And, I mean, we say that we go out to battle, but, I mean, they truly went to battle and were getting shot at and seeing their mates go. So, I mean, we just want to pay our respects to them, and I mean, it's going to be a huge, huge game. I've never played in an Anzac Day, so like I said, hopefully I'm out there, and yeah, it'll be it'll be in a cracker, I reckon.
No, well said. Our most significant day of the year, 100 years to celebrate that. And Port Adelaide have been doing it since day dot. They do it so well, Kane. You'd be blessed to be out there, and we know you will. I've got to come clean, Kane. I'm in the Ken Hinckley camp of the no top knots, the man buns, the shoelace type of looks. And we had actually had Ken Hinckley on our show 2 weeks ago when we were down at Alberton. Here's what he said.
Who's the other one then?
Mitchell and Stewart.
Well, there you go, Mitch and Stewart. See, we're starting to get... No, Kenny, and fair call.
I hate them. I won't pick them, but I really can't go quite that far. I can't quite go that far, but I really like them to, you know, and the worst part about that, Row, is my son sitting at the kitchen table the other night.
He's got a top knot.
He puts one in and I take a photo and I send it to Young. I said, see what you've created?
Yeah.
But he's doing it with a bit of fun. I was about to belt him, but that's all right.
Oh, Mitch, he loves you guys, but he must love you because he lets you wear that top knot, man bun, whatever you call it. Mitch?
Yeah, we've had a fair bit of banter around the footy club of late about the top knot because, well, it was my first year I actually did have the long hair as well and I just used to kind of tie it up a little bit and now I've actually gone the full man bun, but I think it's growing on Ken. He's starting to relax a little bit about it, but you know, I'm sure he'd prefer us without the man bun, but yeah, myself and Youngie are holding strong and we've got Jasper just coming along for the ride. Hopefully we can... Strength in numbers, that's what we want.
Hey, Kane, you're ahead of the curve, mate. I think you're a year ahead of everyone. Like, you know, Bryce Gibbs and all these blokes are all jumping on
Net board. Net Fyfe.
Yeah, but you were one of the originals, so stick with it.
Yeah, oh, thanks, mate. The trendsetter. I think I was unfashionable then, and I'm still just sticking with it, even though kind of some people have gone it, but yeah, definitely not a trendsetter.
If we were to run a book on which coach is going to get the top knot first, out of Vossi, Ken...
Won't be Nixie.
won't be Tyson Edwards. Oh, please, Kane.
I wouldn't have a clue out of all of them, but, yeah, I think we said it just before the midfield meeting the other day that I think I've got more hair than all of the coaches combined. So, yeah, I'm not sure any of them are jumping on board too quickly. But,
well, I'm going through them. Then there's Buddha Hocking, no chance. Josh Carr, no chance. Oh, no. Honestly. Hey, Kane, enjoy your Anzac Day clash. We really enjoyed your footy on the weekend. Great roll after halftime. Mate, keep it up. We have a bit of a joke about the top knot, but you can do whatever the hell you like, Kane. Well done. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much, boys. Cheers.
Yeah, he's a ripper, Roy. And look, don't you love it when the way things work, he is no doubt he's a worker. He gets everything he can out of himself. And then the game rewards you
by
landing the ball in your arms to kick the winning goal. And if you've done the work, and this is what Ken Hinckley said after the game when I think he was interviewed by our boys on AA, and they said, well, you're confident when Mitch had it. And he said, well, you know what? Whenever I look out on the oval, he's the one out there that's practising. Well, yep, so I was. And he got his just desserts, and that was kicking the winning goal.
Kane, man bun, top knot, hair knot, tie back knot, Mitchell.